time for the Susan Taylor Podcast, where we discuss the yoga of mind, medicine, and healing. Author of Feeling Good Matters, Sexual Radiance, and the Vital Energy Program, Dr. Taylor imparts authentic knowledge and practical tools that inspire, educate, and empower us to be a healing force for positive change. So join us and take your life and our planet to the next level.
Hello and welcome to podcast 44, Are You in Tune with Nature's Elements? This podcast topic was inspired by those of you who are interested in the concept of fire, especially when I say someone has uncontrolled fire stoking their temper. In this podcast, I will talk about the elements of nature and what it would be like to provide a little background to some of these: earth, water, fire, air, and ether, and how they pertain to our life. The first principle that we need to understand is that we have a body, breath, and mind, and in order to be in balance, all our elements need to be in sync, since they're the subtle essence of our life. They're all essential to our nature and our reality, and since all nature does exist because of these elements. You've heard me say that respect to nature, that if you respect nature, she'll respect you. Let's look at this from the beginning. We need to deal with the five elements if we're to deal with nature. And again, they're earth, water, fire, air, and ether. I think that you would agree that we exist on a polarity planet, where for every positive there's a negative, where there's an up there's a down. And our job is to understand this polarity if we're going to live a healthy and resilient life. In the ancient practices of Ayurvedic medicine, these elements exist in a polarity, and they're the foundation stones for our manifestation on the most subtle to the most physical level. The elements are called Panchamahabhuta, which translates to the five great elements, which are the building blocks of all creation. The body, breath, and mind, and everything for that matter, is part of this creation. Keep in mind when we speak about the elements, they are the most subtle form and manifest into the physical form. And for the purpose of this podcast, let's start with the most accessible, which is the physical. As I always say, use your body as feedback, because the physical is easier to access. Let's look at the five elements and see how they're organized in order of our own body and mind. Our tissue and physical body contain earth, and more subtly, earth is expressed itself as stability. So on a subtle level, it's our stability. The bodily fluids, well, that contains a great amount of water. That's another element, the element of water. And that expresses itself more subtly as cohesion, how well we stay together. The digestive enzymes are our fire element. This is the cornerstone of life itself, and that's the fire. But it expresses itself more subtly as transformation, turning will into action. Then we have movement within our mind and body, and that's the air element, and that expresses itself, again, as movement. And then we have space. That's the element that we operate in, and all the elements operate in this element of ether, which is really space. So earth, water, fire, and air move through the channels of space. Every element has an asset, a strengthening quality, and a liability. Again, polarity that we were talking about, so a strengthening aspect, and a liability or a challenge, a weakness that creates disease. On the path of staying healthy and resilient, we need to create the conditions that allow us to gain the strengthening potential of these elements and decrease the challenging or the weakening potential of the element itself. Every human body is made up of these elements, and every human being has a dominant one, predominance, let's say, earth and water for some. Some are more fiery, some are more airy. We meet people like that all the time. We can see there's a predominant element when we're aware of it. This means that relative to other elements, the organism that we're talking about was programmed with more of one than another. And everybody contains all the five elements, but in different proportions. And that's why some environments, as well as food and herbs, are good for someone and not for others. Or maybe it's good for me during this time of year or this time of day and not other times of the year, you know, whether it be the fall, the winter. Everyone's different, and that's why nobody has the same fingerprint. In nature, these elements express themselves both physically and subtly, as I already mentioned. In other words, they form the energetic forces of nature. And let's take a look at these and see how they express themselves throughout our physical body and our thoughts, feelings, and desires. And then we can ask ourselves if we're getting the higher frequency of the element and thriving, of course, or getting the lower frequency of the element and creating a disease state. Keep in mind that the element itself is neutral, but it expresses itself through building or strengthening, that's the expression, or weakening and causing disease in their expression. I'm just repeating that just for some of you who might be new to this. We need to create the conditions so that the element that we're talking supports the organism to be vital. We want to be vital. And Ayurvedic medicine takes these elements and simplifies them for our use. Chinese medicine also talks about the elements also. In nature, for example, earth and water come together. They form mud, earth, and the water mix. And so that creates what we call is the kapha dosha. That means phlegm, mud, you know, that's happening in the body. You know, we get mucus, a lot of mucus buildup. Remember, keep in mind when we talk about dosha in Ayurveda, that's the medical system that we're talking about. A dosha means the messing up. So kapha dosha, which means the messing up of the earth and water element. Then we have the nature of air and ether, and that mixes and operates in a unit. And the rishis and the sages, the awakened ones, call that vata, which is wind. And again, when it's messed up, it's the vata dosha. That means there's too much wind in the body causing all sorts of problems, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And then there's the middle, and that's fire, and that's called pitta. And when the pitta's out, we have our inflammation. Again, I'll talk about that in a minute or so. Earth and water create the kapha dosha, or kapha, some people say, and that's one side of the polarity. Air and ether mix to create vata, and the middle polarity of fire is fire and water is pitta. We speak in context of the fire that causes disease. We're often speaking in a dysfunctional context. And fire is usually what I bring up when I talk to audiences because there's a lot of anger that's hanging around, a lot of irritation. People are being pushed to the limit. We even have a planet that's a little bit overheated with a lot of fire. So fire is really what's prevalent right now. And we also speak about that when I talk about pitta in the dysfunctional context. And examples, the physical and mental inflammation and irritability and anger, criticism, frustration, that would all be fire that's gone awry. It's out of control. It's the weakening aspect of the element. When earth and water go out of balance in an organism, we have diseases of stagnation, congested organs. And on an even more subtle level in the mind, we see greed, attachment, overall congestion of our thoughts. What goes on in the mind, remember, has a direct representation in the body and vice versa. I speak about that almost on every podcast. The body and mind are one. When air and space go out of balance, the negative polarity that forms creates spreading of disease. And on a more subtle level in the mind, we tend to be fearful, anxious, stress comes all over us. We feel isolated and lonely, leading to exhaustion. In classical Ayurveda, when the air goes out of balance, again, it's called vata. When the fire goes out of balance, we get into that fiery way, it's called pitta. And when the earth and water go out of balance, we have kapha or kapha. Therefore, we can say when air and ether go out of balance, that's negative. It's a negative charge. And what tends to happen is there's a lot of movement, wind, an excess amount of movement in the mind and nervous system. And again, this causes anxiety, worry, and doubt. I'm emphasizing this because this is what happens right now. Many people are experiencing a lot of anxiety and worry and doubt, especially with the current climate that we're living in. When pitta becomes excessive, we have the hotter emotions, anger, rage, jealousy, envy. We see a lot of that happening around now with a lot of irritation. People don't have the patience and tolerance even for our neighbors anymore. When kapha goes out of balance, we get the heavier emotions like melancholy, depression, grief, and sadness. What we want to do is have a neutral and intelligent perspective, and not just look at the negative polarities. I gave you the negative polarities so that we can see the more subtle polarities of the elements. But we need to understand also what it looks like when we experience the asset or the positive aspect of the elements when they're in balance. So when we have kapha and it's expressed, remember we spoke about the earth and water, that's expressed when it's heightened in its positive polarity, we have a heightened frequency and you receive the benefits of sweetness, devotion, love. We're very kind and compassionate to others. It's the same element that caused congestion, but it has a different expression. When pitta or the fire element is expressed at a higher frequency, in the proper container, it creates insight, bringing will into action, illumination, brightness, a luster of skin. The same thing, for example, that's uncontrolled, again, the negative polarities, inflammation, skin problems, as I mentioned, irritability and anger. But there's a positive side to it, as I just mentioned, a higher frequency, the illumination, brightness, enthusiasm for life. Vata, which is air and ether, is that same energy that produces fear, worry, and doubt and insecurity. But when that's at a higher frequency, we produce lightness of being, an angelic type of presence. We just go along with the flow. Everything just seems to work out just right, and it doesn't matter at that point. So to be resilient and healthy, we need to address the underlying energetic environment that causes these elements to go out of balance. And once we get the organism cooperating, then all of a sudden what was causing the rashes and the eczema, too much fire, right, can turn into lustrous, glowing skin. The same element, again, fire, just a different expression. This shows how these elements can cause pain and suffering and stress, or vitality, love and radiance, beauty, qualities innate to our resilience. Our goal is to understand that these elements, or just to understand these elements, so that we can reduce the negative symptoms that they're capable of producing, but simultaneously produce their assets, strengths, as well as their intelligence. If I'm equally focused on what I do want rather than what I don't want, that leaves me with a neutral, realistic view of how to turn my mind into a resilient and vital energy field. And the work that I do with the mind medicine and healing is just about that. We want to have a neutral, realistic view of how to turn our mind into a resilient and vital energy field. This is the beginning of managing the elements. The balance starts with flow. Keep in mind that these forces are not specific to the human being, but they're an energy of forces that permeate all of creation, flowers, animals, all of creation. And what determines is how your body and mind are designed, and that determines, it's all determined at conception, that's what I want to say. It's what's determined is how all of this comes together in a package is designed and determined at conception. Let's take a look just for a moment at the fire, since it's the only element that really needs to be tended to. Remember, all other elements exist, but think about fire. If you don't tend to it, it goes out. It's very interesting. If you feed it too much, it can go out of hand also, but if you don't feed it, it goes out. The middle, the balance, is the fire element, as you know, which is really your metabolism. And that's why fire can be considered the most important of all the elements. In fact, yogis focus on the fire element. You have earth and water on one side, air and ether on the other. And in the middle, you have fire. So if you have any side with disturbance and then the fire is compromised, you see our fire is the force of digestion. So if we have any disturbance, right, with any of the elements and our fire is not really in its proper container and it's compromised, what happens is there's problems and we work with digestion. You know, I've heard it said that the origin of all disease is caused by some imbalance with digestion, and I found that to be true, not just physically, but how your entire organism metabolizes both psychologically and physically, how it experiences feelings and emotions as well as desire. So that is why fire is considered so important. In fact, it's the only element that needs to be tended to, as I just mentioned. And to do this, I work with clients and students with physical digestion through diet, nutrition, and herbs, and on a mental level through meditation. Following these principles makes things much easier for us instead of going against the grain. Remember, paddling upstream is now turned around and we go with the flow, the energetic currents. And you do that with your food, nutrition habits, exercise, sleep habits, so that you can be synchronized with the rhythms of the day and the seasons and the rhythms of a lifetime. The elements are all synchronized. And one last note I'd like to say, maintaining health and harmony. It's not just what you eat or a specific herb, but it's how the psyche is operating, how your mind is operating in a specific time, during a specific place, and with a specific purpose. Keep in mind that you do have a mind and you have a mission. And true happiness is only when your mission is in line with what you were born to do. And only then can you have long-lasting health. And that brings me to the end of this episode. I'd like to thank those of you who contributed by asking me to speak about the elements. You can contact us at susantaylor.org if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, or you'd like me to talk about something. You can also go onto our new YouTube channel, where all the podcasts are there for you to subscribe. Thank you again for listening, and the Susan Taylor podcast comes out every week. And again, if you have questions or comments, something you want to hear, send me an email, come to the website and fill it out, susantaylor.org, and I'll be glad to read them and incorporate it in a new podcast. And until next time, remain calm, consciously aware, living in the moment.